evaluation of more than 40 years of research, that's a deep one, has found that psychological therapy offers a promising alternative to the over-reliance on antidepressants in aged care. Older Australians are one of the population groups with the highest levels of depression, with nearly 6 in 10 Australians who live in residential aged care prescribed an antidepressant medication. Swinburne University of Technology-led research in a Cochrane Review published today analysed 19 trials, 7 countries and 873 older people with significant levels of depression, discovering that psychological therapy is a promising mental health approach that should be adopted by aged care facilities. Co-authors and Swinburne University of Technology professors Tanya Davison and Sunil Bhar say that until now, there's been a lack of essential information about effective treatment approaches in aged settings. Professor Tanya Davison joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you this morning.
Well, you've evaluated 40 years of research. Why was this important?
So it's really important if we're making decisions about the healthcare services that we're providing to people that we can base that on the most robust evidence that we have available to us. And so when we were looking at understanding whether psychological therapy works, we needed to make sure that we were capturing all of the research that's looked at this topic. We went back to look at studies right across the world to look at, you know, whether they could provide us with evidence around whether to use psychological therapies or not.
Well, I mean, the good news is that the review found psychological therapy may be a suitable addition or alternative to the current approach, which is often characterised, as I mentioned before, by an over-reliance on antidepressants. What were the key findings from this review?
What we found by looking across all of this literature, so these studies involved around 873 aged care residents, as you noted. What we found there was that people who had access to psychological therapy reported fewer symptoms of depression than people who received just the usual type of options available in aged care. So that led us to appreciate that psychological therapy may be either used on its own or as an alternative or adjunct to the usual antidepressant medications that is our standard approach, certainly within Australia.
So why is depression a matter of concern for those who care for people living in residential aged care?
Depression is a concern for all of us.
Yeah.
It's a concern for the older people themselves. I think many family members who have a loved one living in aged care, a lot of people tell us that they're quite worried about people. And it's also obviously a concern for those providing care as well. We do need to make sure that when we're providing care to older people in this environment, that we're not just focused on their physical care needs, but we're also making sure that people's well-being is looked after in an emotional sense as well, and that people have a really good quality of life in aged care. So providers are really do need to make sure and are very focused on looking at more holistically at people and making sure that they're getting the right treatments for psychological aspects of health as well as physical aspects.
Now, Tanya, I have some elderly relatives living in aged care facilities, and some of them are, well, like five-star hotels, though it does seem to be like a consistent theme with the occupants is depression. Have we got the model wrong?
I think there's a lot we can do that's different to that, and I think currently when we're looking at people's well-being, I think we do still have predominantly quite a medical model, and so if a facility provider, for example, is concerned about somebody's well-being, then often the first port of call is, you know, to let the GP know, and the GP will typically prescribe antidepressant medications. And I guess what our study is showing is that there are alternatives. So if we are able to provide access to psychological therapy to a greater number of people, then we may be able to make a difference to the high prevalence of depression that we're seeing in this country.
I.e., if there's, you're surrounded by less people that are in a depressed state of mind, then you're less likely to become that way yourself?
I mean, more that there are alternative treatments that we can look at. And one of the issues that we have in Australia is it's quite difficult to be able to access psychological therapies for people living in residential aged care. So most people, as you mentioned before, 6 in 10 older people living in a facility currently are receiving an antidepressant medication. We'd like to see a greater number of people receiving psychological approaches. So currently, it's, you know, we see very few people have access to psychological strategies to help with their mood and their quality of life, and we'd really like to see that increase.
How have we fallen into that sort of position of just medicating it rather than, well, actually trying to honestly address the problem of depression?
That is such a great question, and I think it's probably complex. I think part of the issue is funding. So
it's cheaper to throw a pill at it.
Well, possibly, but perhaps not. So one of the issues is when somebody's on an antidepressant medication, they're often on those medications for quite a long period of time. So it could be several months, and in many cases, it'd be years, whereas psychological therapy actually might be cost-effective because we, in our Cochrane review, in our review of the literature, we found that psychological therapies were delivered in as few as 2 to 10 sessions, and they had effects that lasted up to 6 months. So cost effectiveness, I don't know. I think we need to look at that issue a little bit more. But I think there's been a perception out there that perhaps older people may not benefit from psychological therapies because, you know, maybe people who are old or frail may not be able to, you know, have the psychological flexibility to engage with these kinds of approaches. And so I think we've had a lot of myths there that it's not going to be effective. And I hope that the research we've done will help to challenge that and help us to understand actually psychological therapies can be modified really effectively for this group, including people with cognitive impairment or dementia.
Well, it just seems like it's such a period of life where you'd want to be going through a bit of a debrief.
Look, a lot of people, I think, at this stage of life do reflect on the lives that they've led. There are a lot of challenges that people face at this stage of life. So we know, for example, you know, people who are living in residential aged care have really complex medical needs, typically. Mm. They may be frail. They may find it difficult to engage in things. A lot of people at this stage of life will have experienced multiple losses. So they've not only lost their home and perhaps the community that they're living in, but they may have lost, you know, loved ones who may have been their carers previously. So there's a lot of challenges that people face at this stage of life. So having the potential to access support through that, to have somebody that they can talk to, you know, develop strategies for coping with those things, that can be incredibly helpful for people.
Is it easy for, you know, people with relatives in aged care to organise and arrange for you know, a decent amount of therapy, psychological therapy, for their loved ones?
I would say it isn't easy to access psychological therapy. So there are some schemes available currently that people can access, but we're seeing very few people actually receive services currently. Sometimes family members are in a position where they might be able to pay privately. In some cases that may work, but currently there's quite a number of barriers to access at the moment. We do need to look at making it easier, addressing the funding barriers. We also need to upskill the mental health workforce as well. So we've still got, you know, a minority of psychologists who receive specialist training in working with older adults or working in aged care sectors. So I think that's another avenue to try and address this problem as well.
Is it a matter really of just bringing that cost effectiveness of it to people's attention? Is there still that problem that people imagine that actually the sad option of throwing a pill at it is going to work out cheaper?
Look, it may be. And, you know, I think we do need to do more research here. I think there's an opportunity for us to strengthen our knowledge about those aspects so that we can get really clear data that we can present to policymakers around, you know, what is actually cost effective. But we don't really have that kind of research at the moment. So there is an opportunity, I think, for researchers and for, you know, people who fund research to look at gathering more data around that to help the government make the right decisions around mental health care.
And just one final question here, Tanya. When you were looking through the information, through all this data, did you actually find any, like a nursing facility that was ahead of the curve, that was actually doing the work in terms of psychological therapy rather than medicating?
So, no, not in this instance. So this was where we searched out trials that were occurring across the world, and they typically, you know, involved multiple nursing homes worldwide. So we haven't really looked to see, you know, which nursing homes in particular might be doing, you know, better or worse. We haven't really got research that looks at that. But I think there's an opportunity really for the aged care sector as a whole to do more. In Australia, I know several facilities that do some really terrific work here and do look at how they can access these kinds of alternative approaches to support their residents. But we need to see that uplift really right across the board.
Well, it's a question I've always had, Tanya, and it's interesting to see that there's some answers popping up that are going to really help older Australians. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Record.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. That's Professor Tanya Davison from Swinburne University of Technology. She co-authored this interesting report that contends that a psychological therapy offers a promising alternative to the over-reliance on antidepressants in aged care.